Well, it's obviously going to be largely Europe-based all around the news, and that's hardly surprising given what's been going on today. So let's take a quick look over. The BBC kicks off with Cameron rebuffs referendum critics, and that's on the BBC website at bbc.co.uk. David Cameron defends his commitment to hold a referendum on the UK's future in Europe as UK rivals and European leaders criticise the plan. Essentially, as I predicted, the European Union are saying you can't just negotiate, you're either with us or not. Second story down, however, on the BBC, Labour opposes an in-out referendum. And the header on that one is Labour leader Ed Miliband says he does not support a proposed referendum on EU membership, saying it will cause years of uncertainty. Well, let's give you just a little bit of analysis on that one. That's quite right, it will give a degree of uncertainty, but you mark my words that if it's in the next Conservative manifesto, will be in the next Labour manifesto. We may see a disagreement on timing, and that could be a point of difference, because what the Labour Party's position is that their position hasn't changed, and they certainly don't think now is the time economically, because their concern is that there is going to be uncertainty with business. David Cameron feels sure that he had to do that, and it's something that's obviously received a little bit of support in a meeting of an influential backbench committee of MPs, the Conservatives, called the 1922 Committee. Here's an interesting thing. It was initially set up to, the 1922 Committee was set up to be a check on the power of the leadership and things like, it's very powerful, leadership challenges can be triggered if 46 signatures are received, just for example. But bizarrely, if I asked you when it was set up, 1922 being the obvious answer would be the wrong one. It was set up in 1923 because it was a 1922 parliament. Anyway, however, if you check out bbc.co.uk/politics, you can see all sorts of analysis on problem solved or delayed from the European promise. There's businesses divided over EU speech, and of course, key experts analysing the Cameron's speech. Other stories here are poor kids are more likely to be obese. Children from poor backgrounds are more likely to be overweight, a health minister says, blaming an abundance of bad food for the situation. Afghanistan, no outright winner. Now, this is neither the Afghan government nor the Taliban will win outright against each other once foreign troops depart, according to the UK Defence Secretary. And there's also Head's Challenge A-level plans, and this was something that was, and we're going to move on from the BBC in a moment, this was something that was announced in the Commons. I say today, obviously at this point we're going to be talking yesterday, and the reason that it's being proposed is the idea of exams at the end of A-levels rather than supposedly artificially upping exam results by having AS and resits or the rest of it. But Stephen Twigg for Labour has criticised, saying that that's going to damage aspiration, that sort of thing. So that's definitely worth a look at. Let's go to The Guardian next, and online you can go to guardian.co.uk. Let's Talk says Angela Merkel after David Cameron talks about the EU gamble. And once again, that's the German Chancellor just slightly concerned at some of the rhetoric from the Prime Minister in or out, and they obviously want some form of clarity. US to ban, to end, I beg your pardon, their ban on women in combat areas and on the front line, as it were. Now, this is something that The Guardian goes into more detail, but it says that the move has been announced by Defence Secretary will allow women to serve in infantry and commando units for the first time. In the UK, that's still obviously the case that infantry units, etc., women are not allowed to serve, but they serve in other roles. They receive all the same sort of training and stuff. So it's one of those questions on equality. US concern over police spy scandal. Do you remember the idea of police officers potentially even sleeping with protesters, non-violent groups, and seeing what's kind of happening there? That one's definitely worth a read. Israel election puts Lapid on spotlight, and this is obviously the journalist journalist turned politician, and it goes on to say, and I'm sorry, I'm listening to this through an earpiece, I beg your pardon, courted by right and left after unexpectedly strong showing at polls. So there's some of that there as well. That's The Guardian. Thoroughly recommend you check that one out. And I think The Telegraph was also worth checking out. And if you'd like to check that out online, it's telegraph.co.uk. And they go on the markets. They say market hints at a deal for Cameron after EU referendum promise. And again, the full detail is over there. But the header on that one, Angela Merkel says she is prepared to consider renegotiating Britain's membership of the EU in the wake of Cameron's landmark speech pledging an in-out referendum by 2017. So, of course, Europe doesn't want to lose the United Kingdom. But certainly the analysts I've been speaking to, the specialists in this area, say that this is somewhat of an olive branch. Record number of stay-at-home fathers. Well, again, this returns to the subject of equality, doesn't it? As the number of fathers raising children full-time reached a record high last year as families saw a rise in female breadwinners. So what's your thought on that one? Are you a stay-at-home dad? Are you a stay-at-home mum who thinks maybe dad should be doing more of the staying at home? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one. Also on the Telegraph online, you can have a look how Harry tones down language on killing Taliban. And this is after somewhat of a controversy where people are talking about him taking Taliban fighters out of the game. And this says, landing at RAF Bryce Norton after his Afghanistan tour, Harry says he had only done what was expected of a soldier. So it is rather interesting to see people's reactions there. In particular, he describes the media as unstoppable. People who take illegal drugs should be treated as criminals. This is an interesting point here. England's most senior doctor questions policy of criminalising drug addicts and says they should be treated as if they have a health problem. So I have to tell you once again, if you haven't noticed the deliberate mistake there, that's as a result of an earpiece saying shouldn't and me not hearing it. So forgive my rather stupid point on that one. So again, this comes down to drug policy. Nick Clegg and David Cameron obviously have different views here. Production line hospitals are failing the elderly, Labour warns. Hospitals fail the elderly because they address immediate symptoms instead of patients over needs, Shadow Health Secretary Andy Burnham warns. And lastly from the Telegraph before moving on, pensions face extra tax on savings. More than half a million savers, most of them pensioners, should be forced to pay more tax, says Treasury advisers. Well, those are the some of the main stories knocking about, but life wouldn't be complete, would it, unless we read some of the headlines from the Mail Online. And I make a point, actually, wherever you stand politically, I actually really enjoy the Mail Online site, other than the fact it's forever trying to get me to use the Mail Online app, and I'd rather not. It's not very accessible using a screen reader. And so that's you know, other than that, I think all the stories are just very well laid out. Whatever you think of the content, that's down to you. Okay, so two fathers tell how they tried to drown themselves after their jet ski broke down and they drifted 10 miles out to sea. So a fairly horrific story here. Gavin Smith, 28, and Ben Thompson, 32, both of Dundee, spent more than 3 hours in the icy water. Now, that in itself is quite extraordinary. And this was in the Tyne Estuary in the North Sea after a jet ski they had been riding broke down in choppy waters. So that's definitely worth a read. Taking a look here, why didn't they complain for 30 or 40 years? BBC presenter Stuart Hall questions unfair pursuit of celebrities, as he calls it. Now, we won't discuss that case in the detail the Mail have. You can check it out at mailonline.co.uk or dailymail.co.uk. I personally don't want to go too deeply into that because he's been charged with a criminal offence, innocent till proven guilty. Teacher received £70,000 in compensation after she was sacked for breaching health and safety by pruning a tree. Can you believe it? Tracy Smith was sacked from her job in South Yorkshire after a string of allegations against her, including that she broke rules by snipping away some branches. Actually, that's a story I haven't read in full details. But that's a perfect example, and this is why sometimes the email gets a bit of criticism, but they know the audience. If you, again, compare the headline, let's do that. Teacher received £70,000 in compensation, so we can see that she's obviously been ruled in favour of, after she was sacked, are we ready? She was sacked for breaching health and safety by pruning a tree. That's why she was sacked, according to the headline. Read it again. Bit below there is Tracy Smith was sacked from her job in South Yorks after, are we ready for this, a string of allegations against her. So the headline, she was sacked for breaching health and safety by pruning a tree. Whereas when you read the story, a string of allegations against her. It's interesting how that happens. But obviously the courts have ruled in her favour. So that's rather interesting. Taking a look to a couple of other stories here. An 8-week-old baby dies at home after suffering a heart attack. So that's deeply tragic. And the shocking moment, £170,000 a week Chelsea star Eden Hazard kicks ball boy in ribs. I don't have any of the particular details there, but one's reminded of the Eric Cantona moment at the time. And actually, in itself, what I remember about Eric Cantona is he was the highest paid footballer at the time at £10,000, £10,000 a week, and this is £170,000 a week. So be interesting to see what happens there. Just a very quick rundown over some of the other stories here. Female social worker sexually abused two sisters aged 6 and 10 whilst working as their live-in nanny. Arsonist to set fire to 3 hospitals and a hotel so he could steal from them is jailed for 8 years. That's an interesting one. Somebody's actually been jailed for committing a crime. It doesn't always happen. And border officials find £8 million of liquid cocaine hidden in carrot juice. And this is not just a small finding. It's, in fact, the biggest haul of its kind. It says the huge seizure was made after officials carried out checks on a food shipment which arrived at Gatwick Airport from Jamaica. Well, there's a rundown of some of the stories knocking about in the news. It's a rather extensively long one if you've listened this far, not far off 13 minutes. It has to be said you're very brave to have done so, but there's just a look over some of the papers that are knocking about and the ones that are available online. I've been Sean Dilley, tweeting at Sean Dilley and blogging at lobbysean.com.